Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up the good nourishment for all the people. Early risers, early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting the people from home to work, or getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Appreciate you. Shout out to my guy Keith. Shout out to my brother Rick out there riding around to get it with my guy Miles. They're out there working at the airport. So shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. Shout out to all my UPS drivers as well, feeding the local 28. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Braves, they start a crucial, well, crucial may be a exaggerated term. That might be a little much. I won't say crucial. But they start a big 4-game series against the San Diego Padres tonight in the friendly confines of Truist Park. We'll talk about that in about 18 minutes. Time, we'll get to the Falcons as well, because I saw a interesting article come out from Sports Illustrated, and they have a record prediction for the Falcons, and they have games they think the Falcons are going to win, and the games that they think the Falcons are going to lose, and I think you'll want to hear it. I'm going to say just that, but stay tuned for that. Actually, we'll do that in about 17 minutes. From now, we'll do that, and then we'll talk Braves before we get to Grillin' Dylan at 5:40, which, by the way, you already know we're getting into, so make sure you get your questions and make sure you get your phones ready to call me up when those phone lines open in about 37 minutes from right now. But we are going to start in the NBA because the Minnesota Timberwolves said, it ain't going to be that easy. You ain't about to just rattle off four straight against us. We're going to have to take this to a game seven. One of the best things you can have and you can watch in sports. And the Timberwolves absolutely blasted the Nuggets last night. 115-70 was the final score. 45-point dub for Ant-Man and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And really, the Nuggets were never in this from the get-go. Like, it was never a game from the jump. They were up, I think, 19 at halftime. Last time I checked again in the third quarter, the lead was back up to like 23. And after that, I was like, yeah, seems like it's about over with. And look, kudos to the Timberwolves. Answered back. Backs were against the wall. Facing elimination. Ant-Man said, I'm going to put the team on my back and we're going to get this thing to a game seven. We're going to see what happens. Jaden McDaniels had a nice game as well. But Anthony Edwards, Ant-Man, 27 points, 4 of 9 from the three-point line, 8 of 17 from the field. Mike Conley had a solid game as well, 13 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. Ant-Man had 4 assists and 4 rebounds as well. But Mike Conley, 13 points, 3 of 6 from 3, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 of 9 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, as I just said. Cat's going to have to step up. If they're going to win this game 7, and I know he did a solid job playing defense on Joker, but Cat's going to have to step up offensively too. He's going to have to do it on both ends if they're going to win this game 7. 10 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists. So he did a little bit of everything. He flirted with the triple-double a little bit. He started talking just a little bit, but it never really got past the talking stage. Anywho, 10 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists. 0-4 from 3, though, 4-10 from the field. Rudy Gobert, 8 points, 14 rebounds. It's about what you want from Rudy. 21 points for Jaden McDaniels, though, 8 of 10 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3. He had a big night. He gave Ant-Man some much-needed help. Naz Reid had a double-double off the bench, 10 points and 11 boards for him as well. Nikhil Alexander-Walker had 9 points, hit 3 threes. So that was a nice spark off the bench along with Naz Reid. So it was good to see the Timberwolves bounce back. Look, I love watching Ant-Man play. I am rooting for Ant-Man. I'm rooting for the Georgia boy, the Atlanta kid. And I would be happy, very happy to see him make it to the Western Conference Finals and have a chance to go to the NBA Finals. Now, I'm not necessarily rooting against the Nuggets, but it would be nice to see Ant-Man get in there and get in the Western Conference Finals and continue this magical run he's been on. And that would be a big upset as well. And look, if the Timberwolves find a way to dethrone the defending champions in the Denver Nuggets, and they got a chance to take on either the Mavs or OKC, there's a more than realistic shot they get to the NBA Finals. More than realistic shot. Because I can definitely see them beating the Mavericks. I can definitely see them beating OKC. If they take down Denver, that's by far going to be their biggest hurdle, besides maybe the Celtics in the finals if they do end up taking on the Celtics. So they can win one more game, just one more game against the Nuggets. Find a way to get one more game. They have a very, very realistic shot to make it to the finals. And honestly, I probably would say if they beat the Nuggets, I'm going to just say it. They beat the Nuggets. I got the Timberwolves in the finals because then they'll be battle-tested. They would have taken down the defending champs. And I think if they can take down the Nuggets, they can take down any team in the West, including either OKC or Dallas, which, by the way, they will be back in action Saturday. Dallas has a chance to punch their ticket to the Western Conference Finals tomorrow. Tonight, Knicks, Pacers. The Knicks have a chance to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and punch their ticket against the Boston Celtics, who have already made it. They got a chance to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time this century, the Knicks do. So we'll see if they end up doing that. But I do want to go back to the Nuggets and Timberwolves again. The Timberwolves absolutely dominate the Denver Nuggets last night. Final score 115-70, a 45-point victory for Ant-Man and the T-Wolves. And I want to let you hear a little bit from Ant-Man as well, because this dude is just, he's just so funny. He's just so real, so raw, and I just love to hear him talk at the end of the game. So if you remember, let's go back a little bit before we get to this first soundbite. If you remember, I think it was when they were still in round one, and or maybe it was early on in this series. I can't remember. But either way it goes, I believe it was in round one. But Anthony Edwards was talking about Karl-Anthony Towns needing to stay out of foul trouble. And, like, Kat tried to make a joke out of it, and he was like, ha-ha, yeah, I got to stay out of foul trouble. Anthony Edwards was dead serious. He was like, no, I'm dead serious. Stop blanking fouling. And that was it. And he kept a straight face the entire time. You could tell he was dead serious. Well, that conversation came back up tonight. Karl-Anthony Towns, by the way, if you are wondering about what his foul situation looked like yesterday, he ended up with, I'm pulling it up here, he ended up with 3 personal fouls. So not bad. So he stayed out of foul trouble for the entirety of the game. But that conversation came back up. Somebody asked Anthony Edwards about Kat staying out of foul trouble, and he had himself a very funny response, and I want to make sure you hear it because, again, Anthony Edwards just so real, so raw. Here's Anthony Edwards talking about Kat staying out of foul trouble.
Every time we come out, Kat is on Jokic, so it wasn't new today. I think the main thing today was his ass stayed out of foul trouble, like I told him in the Phoenix series. That was all that was. Yeah, I mean, I cussed him out. I cussed him out every chance I get, bro. Stop f***ing fouling. Like, I think you guys see it. Like, if Kat don't foul, we pretty much can win the game every time. And tonight, I mean, he had 3 fouls, but he only had 3. He didn't have 5. So I told him today, like, we're thankful that you didn't foul, because if you foul, we lose.
There you have it. If you foul, we lose. Simple as that. And look, he's not wrong. The games Karl-Anthony Towns has been in foul trouble, the Nuggets have had success and probably won. So, and Anthony Edwards is right on that, because Kat is the best possible defense, or best possible defender, I guess I should say, that you can have on Nikola Jokic, because he has the same skill set, has the same body type. They're both big. They're both bulky. They're both, you know, not super athletic. They both can stretch the floor. They both can shoot the 3. They do all of the same things. So Kat being able to guard him makes sense. And it just, he's able to give Jokic problems the way Rudy Gobert can't give Jokic problems. Like, Rudy Gobert, you see, when Rudy Gobert is guarding Jokic, Jokic takes that man to school, eats his lunch, breakfast, dinner every single time. But when Kat is able to guard him and is not in foul trouble guarding him, they're effective, and they end up having a really good game. And like you saw last night, they end up winning. So he is absolutely right, but it's just funny. You can tell he's dead serious. Like, he said, I cussed that man out. Stop blanking fouling. So that is funny to hear from Anthony Edwards. And speaking of Anthony Edwards, he talked about how this was a good win for the Timberwolves, but they can't get too excited, including himself, because they still got a game 7 to play.
It's hard not to get high, I would say. I think that's a good question. I think it's just, you got to understand that we was here. We won 2 games in Denver, and then came here and got spanked the next 3 games in a row. So I think it should be easy for us now to understand, like, just because we beat these guys don't mean that we're going to beat them again. We got to come out and play with the same level of aggression. And if we do that, we'll be successful.
There you go. They know they got to come with that same intensity. They have to come with that same effort and be even better, because, again, we have seen these Nuggets have the heart of a champion. They're going to respond. Once they went down 2-0 after losing the first 2 in Denver, they came back and rattled off 3 straight. They're going to respond. They're going to be ready for that game 7. And the Timberwolves have to make sure they're ready as well. And Anthony Edwards understands that. And as a young player, it is very nice, and it is very refreshing to see the maturity that he has. And he understands this moment. He understands what this team has to do, what this team has to be about, and the type of performance they need to have in Game 7. And I think part of it helps having Mike Conley, which we don't talk a lot about his numbers because his numbers aren't super flashy, but having that veteran that's been through it, he's been through the grit and grind with the Memphis Grizzlies. He's been around the league. He's had success. He's had highs. He's had lows. So I think having Mike Conley in that locker room probably has helped Anthony Edwards a lot, and I'm sure he'd probably tell you the same thing, but they understand the moment, and Ant-Man knows what they got to do. But let's switch sides a little bit. Jamal Murray last night for the Nuggets finished the game with 10 points. Only 10 points. He was 2 of 7 from the field, 4 of 18 from 3. Jokic, just by the way, 22 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 9 of 19 from the field, 0 of 4 for 3. Again, big part of that is Cat. And a big part of Jamal Murray only having 10 points is Anthony Edwards is defending him. Anthony Edwards doing it on both ends. Just like I said, Carl Anthony Towns got to do it on both ends. Score at a high clip and defend at a high level against the MVP in Jokic. Anthony Edwards is scoring at a high clip and defending Jamal Murray, his running mate, the MVP's running mate, at a high clip and at a high level. And Jamal Murray was asked yesterday after the game about Anthony Edwards defending him.
How difficult did Anthony Edwards make it for you when he was checking you?
I mean, who? For me?
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah, for you.
I mean, it was more about my elbow at that point. You know, every time, even some passes, you know, it was more offensively for him. It wasn't him guarding me. He was scoring on the other end.
All right, Jamal. All right, then. Okay. He said it was just his elbow. Okay, Jamal. All right. That's cool. We understand it. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see about in Game 7. Look, Jamal Murray, to his credit, though, has come up in big games, and they got a big game on, I believe, Game 7 is on Sunday. Yes, Game 7 on Sunday. Look, Sunday could be a fun day in the NBA. You could have possibly Game 7 of you will have Game 7 of Timberwolves and Nuggets. Time is still TBD. But if the Pacers end up winning tonight, I believe they play tonight. Yeah. If the Pacers win tonight and force Game 7, we will have not one, but two Game 7s. And probably the best two series thus far. And actually, not even technically, what have been the two best series. Mavs OKC has been good, though. Let me give them their credit. That has been a good series, too. But what has been the two best series in round two, both will be at a Game 7. You'll have Timberwolves Nuggets and Pacers Knicks Game 7 on Sunday if the Pacers can find a way to win tonight. But I know I was wrong about the Nuggets prediction, but I'm still going to say I think the Knicks win tonight and close it out. I think they smell blood in the water, and I think they get the job done. We'll see. But that will be very fun if you get two Game 7s on Sunday between Timberwolves and Nuggets and Knicks and Pacers. So we'll see if we end up getting that treat. But when we come back here, 5 minutes from now in the Hometown Take, Sports Illustrated, there's a win prediction for the Falcons. And Falcons fans, you want to stick around for it. We'll get to that 5 minutes from now here on the other side. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, 12-hour shifts, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to my guy, Larry. Shout out to all the early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up the good nourishment early this morning on my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers. Shout out to Rick. Shout out to Miles. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers out there as well. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed, too, because I know they're out there. All right. The Atlanta Falcons, the schedule is out. We reacted to it yesterday. We heard from you. I appreciate your calls. Phone lines will be back open in about 17 minutes, by the way, for Grill and Dylan, 404-726-0929. You already know the vibes. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. But that's in about 17 minutes from now. So go ahead and get your questions and your telephones ready. But before we get to that, we have to talk about Sports Illustrated's Gilbert Manzano. He has predicted the record for every team in the NFL after seeing the schedule drop on Wednesday night. And he has the Falcons making a considerable jump, a considerable leap from three consecutive 7-10 seasons to a, drum roll please, 12-5 season this year. So he does, though, however, even though he has the Falcons going 12-5, Manzano of Sports Illustrated does predict a rocky 1-2 start with a opening win against the Steelers, followed by two straight losses to the Eagles and the Chiefs, which I can't even really be mad at, because those are two hard back-to-back games. But I do hope we at least win one of those primetime games. Like, hopefully we can at least maybe get the – if we get the Eagles in Philly, that would be cool. Like, if we beat the Steelers at home, game one, definitely want to get that win. And then if we find a way to beat the Eagles in Philly, I'm okay with losing to Patrick Mahomes, even if it is in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Or if we just get one of those two, whether it's beating Patrick Mahomes in the ATL or going to Philly and beating Philly, we win one of those. I just need us to win one of those primetime games, just one of them. So, but he has us losing both. So, if you're wondering who exactly Manzano has us winning against, he has the Falcons beating the Steelers week one. He has them beating the Saints at home against the Saints. So, that is the Saints game in week four. He has us beating the Buccaneers at home. He has us going to Carolina, beating the Panthers. Really, he has us beating the Panthers in both games. He has us sweeping the Panthers, so he has us beating the Panthers twice. He has us beating the Seahawks at home, the Cowboys at home, the Broncos on the road, the Chargers at home. That would be a nice win. The Vikings, he has Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins, winning his return to Minnesota. So he has us winning the game against the Vikings. He has us winning at home versus the Giants, on the road against Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, and again, he has us sweeping the Panthers. So, again, wins at home against the Steelers, home against the Saints, home against the Bucks, both game against the Panthers, home against the Seahawks, home against the Cowboys, in Denver against the Broncos, at home against the Chargers, in Minnesota against the Vikings, home against the Giants, and in Washington against the Commanders. And the losses? In Philadelphia against the Eagles, at home against Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs. He has us losing to the Buccaneers in Tampa, which you can respect it. The Buccaneers should be, again, a solid team. They got Mike Evans back, got Baker back, got Chris Godwin back. You know, so I can see that. And if you split against your division opponents, you can't be too mad about that. So they has us splitting against the Bucs, losing in Tampa Bay, losing in New Orleans, and losing in Las Vegas against the Raiders. That one, I think we could beat the Raiders. I really do. I don't foresee the Raiders being, like, they could be solid. I mean, obviously, it's May. Any team could surprise us at this point. Teams are still making additions and subtractions to their team, which also we'll get into. The Falcons did release Adi Ogundeji, by the way. So, we wanted to bring that up. But, yeah, I think we could, at this point in time, I feel very confident in the fact that we could beat the Raiders, but I could very well see us losing to Philly, losing to Kansas City, and I could see us losing on the road to both Tampa Bay and New Orleans. I could see all that. So I think this is very fair, besides maybe the Las Vegas, but I think this is a very good prediction. I'll take 12-5 all day long. 12-5, that puts us winning the NFC South, I would guess, and I'm happy about that. If you want to know some odds for the Falcons via FanDuel, they have our win total right now. The over-under is 9.5. Give me the over. I think we go over, because I'm feeling very good about sweeping the Panthers. I also feel that we can at least split with the Bucks and split with the Saints. So that's 4 wins right there. I think we can beat the Steelers week one. That's 5. I think we can beat the Seahawks and the Cowboys at home. That's 7. The Broncos on the road, because, again, it depends on how good Bo Nix is, but I feel like that's going to be a win. So that's, what, 8? I think we can beat the Chargers at home. They don't have Keenan Allen. They don't have Mike Williams. They don't have Austin Eckler. Like, they're missing a lot of those weapons that they had on offense. Well, that's 9 wins. And then I think Big Kirko's going to win in his return to Minnesota. I think Kirk puts us on his back on that game. So that's 10 right there. And I think we could definitely beat the Giants. So I'll say we get 12 wins. I'm going to agree with Gilbert Manzano and say we get 12 wins. I think we at least get 10. And I'm going to guess 12. So we'll probably land at 11, which 11-6 is not bad either. But via FanDuel, the win total is set at 9.5 right now. Super Bowl odds are plus 2,400. That's 12. To make the playoffs is minus 260. So we should. FanDuel feels like we're going to make the playoffs. To miss the playoffs is plus 195. And they have our average opponent win total at 7.62, which, again, is slated for easiest schedule in the NFL. But the beginning of this schedule is tough. So, I mean, the back half may be a little bit more favorable, but the beginning of this schedule is going to be tough. You get three teams who were playoff teams just a year ago, including a defending Super Bowl champion, back-to-back defending Super Bowl champion in the Kansas City Chiefs, and then you get three straight division games. Like, that is, to me, as tough a first six games as it can get. That is not an easy go of it by any means. But at the end of the day, I think, obviously, for the Falcons, the expectation is to make the playoffs. But I don't think the expectation is just to sneak in the playoffs. Like, we need double-digit wins. Like, we need 10 wins at the least. Like, if we're not getting 10 wins, I'm not feeling great. Like, if we make the playoffs, then, of course, I'll take it. But we don't get double-digit wins. It's like, ooh, what are we really doing here? We paid Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed just to get two more wins and squeak into the playoffs? No. I need 10, 11 wins, and I need a postseason. Now, as far as winning a postseason game, you know, I would be okay with just making it. Obviously, I want to see the Falcons win the Super Bowl, duh. But I would be content and I'll be satisfied with them just getting into the playoffs because they haven't been in the playoffs since, again, 2017. So it's been a minute. It would have been 8 years until they made the postseason. If they make the postseason this year, calendar-wise, it would have been 8 years because it would be 2025 by the time the playoffs start. So, look, an eight-year drought, I just want to get there and say we're in the postseason and playing some playoff games. I don't necessarily need to win. I think we will have the ability, and I think we'll be good enough to win some playoff games, but I don't necessarily think winning a playoff game is, I don't think it's necessary. So we will see what happens, but I love the 12-5 prediction. I also did look on NFL.com, Chelsea Freeland. She ran everybody through like a simulator and had the Falcons at 9.9 wins. So there was that. So, again, the Falcons should be around 10 wins. Or the Falcons should get 10 wins, I think. Yeah, I think you take the over, and I think the Falcons should definitely get themselves 10 wins. So, hopefully they can get to that feat, and I definitely think there are some favorable spots in the schedule, mostly on the back half, but I definitely think there are some favorable spots in the schedule. And even with the tough start, the silver lining to playing the Steelers, Eagles, Chiefs, then it's Panthers, Saints, then Bucks, I believe it is how it goes. Actually, no, then it's Saints, Bucks, then Panthers. That's how the first 6 weeks go. The silver lining is four of those five games, or I guess I should say four of those six games, are at home. So four of your first five are at home. So that is good. The only game out of that bunch that is on the road are the Eagles, and that first game against the Panthers is on the road as well. So you at least have some home cooking. And look, week one, I heard on the morning shift, I forgot what the gentleman's name was, but he had a wake-up call that they do at 8 a.m. every day, and he was saying that, look, week one, we need to see black and red. We don't need to see black and yellow. We need to see black and red. We don't need to see no terrible towels, none of that. We need to pack that thing with Falcons fans, which is very true. So all my season ticket holders, go to the game or give it to, if you're not going, sell it to a Falcons fan. Don't sell it to a Steelers fan, okay? Period. But hopefully the Falcons can find a way to, again, give themselves at least 10 wins, win the division, get into the postseason, then we'll see what happens from there. But I think that's the bare minimum right now for the Falcons. 10 wins, winning the division, making the postseason, and then we'll see what happens from there. Real quick, I do want to mention this. Atlanta United, they're back in action tomorrow against Nashville. They have not won an MLS match in 7 straight MLS matches. Come on, Atlanta United. 5 stripes. Come on, baby. Get back on the horse. We need to get a dub. And look, they have been dealing with some injuries, but if they can find a way to get a win in Nashville Saturday, that would be huge. So hopefully they get themselves a win. The Atlanta Dream, they beat the Los Angeles Sparks. Cameron Brink and the Los Angeles Sparks, 92-81 in their first game of the year. I believe they are back in action tonight as well. I'm going to double check that for you real quick before we go to break. Caitlin Clark, by the way, she did struggle in her second game as well. And then the Dream, they're taking on the Mercury tomorrow, 10 p.m. They're out in Phoenix. So they'll take on Diana Taurasi in the Phoenix Mercury. So we'll see how they fare against them. But when we come back here on Hometown Take, you know what time it is. It'll be time for Grillin' Dylan. We'll touch on the Braves as well. But 404-726-0929. I want to hear from you. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Do you have a Falcons win total? You have a guess? Do you have a prediction? I would love to hear you. Give me your take on that. You want to talk about the NBA playoffs? We can do that. You want to talk about the Braves, Atlanta United, the Dream? Whatever you want to talk about. Music, movies, life, sports, don't matter. We'll do it next. 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there, getting the people the good nourishment early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, riding around and getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Real quick, before we get to Grillin' Dylan, the Braves, they start a important 4-game series against the San Diego Padres. Padres coming into this matchup 22-24. So, look, they do have a kind of star-studded lineup when you look at their bats. Fernando Tatis, Manny Machado, and company. But the Braves should be able to handle business, especially tonight. They're taking on one pitcher who hasn't been great thus far for the Padres, in Matt Waldron. He's 1-5 on the year, 5.49 ERA, a 1.45 whip, and 39 and a third innings pitch. Mad Max is on the mound for the Braves tonight as well, so that's why you also feel good about it. He's been pitching well as of late. Of course, took the no-hit bid through the seventh inning last time he was on the bump. He's 3-1 on the year, 3.57 ERA. That just continues to go down as he continues to pitch well. 1.04 whip in 45 in a third. So hopefully the Braves can get right back on the horse after losing the series finale and missing out on the sweep against the Cubs. Hopefully they start off this series right and take game one out of four against the Padres. First pitch set for 7:20. And just to give you a quick update, if you're wondering, the Phillies are currently 2.5 games above the Braves, and they start a 3-game set with the Nationals. Nationals are 20-22, so you think the Phillies are probably going to handle business there. So you need the Braves to handle business against the Padres as well. By the way, Padres and Braves will be back on Sunday Night Baseball this Sunday, so you'll be able to everybody be able to watch that, even if you don't have a Bally. But they'll be on Fox on Saturday too, Big Fox. So a couple of national TV games back to back for the Braves on Saturday and Sunday. So hopefully they can at least take 3 out of 4 and win that series. But we'll see what ends up happening. But feel good about the Braves getting a win tonight with Mad Max on the mound. Again, Padres don't have their best pitcher going in, Matt Waldron. But with all that being said, let's get to Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. That is the number if you want to get in the game. 404-726-0929. Give me a call. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines. My guy, Chief, calling up from South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening? Hey, this morning, I got something good for you because you're a hip-hop head like I am.
Yes, sir.
Chief, so my top five women rappers, let me run through them and tell me what you think.
Okay.
I got Lauryn Hill, number 5.
Uh-huh.
All right. Then I got Lil' Kim.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj. Missy Elliott. And then I got the queen, Roxanne Shanté.
Oh, man. Chief, that's a good top five right there. I don't even know if I can change it, to be honest. That might be it. That might be the one.
That's old school for you. That Roxanne Shanté, old school for you.
That is old school. I don't know too much of their work, but I knew they were cold back in the day. And, of course, Missy Elliott. I mean, I got to hear her at the tail end of her career, but she was still good. So, I mean, I think Nicki definitely deserves to be in there just because of how she kind of pushed the game forward as far as letting the new artists in, the Ice Spices and, you know, the Megan Thee Stallions of the world. Yeah. She really paved the way for them. So you got to give your respect to Nicki. And then Lil' Kim deserves to be in there. And Lauryn Hill, I mean, she wanted a GOAT. So, to be honest, I completely agree with that top five. I don't have anybody that I would sub out. So, hey, I got to agree with you on that one, brother. That's a good one right there. That's a good one.
All right, have a good Friday, Chief.
Hey, appreciate you, Chief. Shout out to my guy, Chief, man. Always calling up. Always asking great questions as well. Shout out to my guy, Chief. All right, we can get one more in here before we got to hand things off to the morning shift. Let's head out to my guy, Keith, out there calling from Gray, Georgia. Keith, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to you, brother.
Happy Friday, too. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm all right. Get you a pen and paper.
All right. All right. I got you. I'm ready.
All right. So if it's not raining for you this weekend, and you can try to grill,
okay.
Go to Walmart and get you some poblano peppers.
Okay, poblano peppers.
Get you some. Get you some McCormick taco seasoning.
Oh, one of my favorites. Okay.
And you're going to get some, ask the ladies over by the deli. You should be able to find some Gordo's cheese dip.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you're going to put that on, you're going to put the ground beef. You're going to put some ground beef.
Okay.
And you're going to mix that with the McCormick.
Okay.
And you're going to put that on, you're going to cut the poblano peppers in half and grill them on the grill, okay?
Ooh, okay.
And then also get you some corn.
Corn on the cob and, or canned corn?
Corn shucks.
Corn shucks. I got you.
And leave the shucks on there. It sweetens them up for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Good call there.
All right. Well,
all right,
you
man.
Have yourself.
I'm looking forward to it.
You have yourself a good weekend.
Yes, sir. You do the same, man. I'm looking forward to making that recipe there. That sounds delicious, as a matter of fact. So I appreciate it, Keith. And you have a good weekend, brother. So appreciate y'all's calls as always. Got some good food. Talk a little rap. I think that was a productive Grillin' Dylan. You know, you can always hit me up on social media too, @_DylanMatthews. Make sure you give me a follow if you don't mind. And also make sure you follow the radio station @929TheGame on all social media platforms as well. When we come back, we'll wrap up what has been a great week on the Hometown Take. And we'll hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there, getting the people the good nourishment early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728. Transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Real quick, before we get to Grillin' Dillon, the Braves, they start a important four-game series against the San Diego Padres. Padres coming into this matchup 22-24. So, look, they do have a, obviously, kind of star-studded lineup when you look at their bats, Fernando Tatis, Manny Machado, and company. But the Braves should be able to handle business, especially tonight. They're taking on one pitcher who hasn't been great thus far for the Padres in Matt Waldron. He's 1-5 on the year, 5.49 ERA, a 1.45 whip in 39 and a third innings pitch. Mad Max is on the mound for the Braves tonight as well, so that's why you also feel good about it. He's been pitching well as of late. Of course, took the no-hit bid through the seventh inning last time. He was on the bump. He's 3-1 on the year, 3.57 ERA. That just continues to go down as he continues to pitch well. 1.04 whip in 45 and a third. So hopefully the Braves can get right back on the horse after losing the series finale and missing out on the sweep against the Cubs. Hopefully they start off this series right and take game one out of four against the Padres. First pitch set for 7:20. And just to give you a quick update, if you're wondering, the Phillies are currently 2.5 games above the Braves, and they start a three-game set with the Nationals. Nationals are 20-22, so you think the Phillies are probably going to handle business there, so you need the Braves to handle business against the Padres as well. By the way, Padres and Braves will be back on Sunday Night Baseball this Sunday, so you'll be able to everybody be able to watch that, even if you don't have a Bally. But they'll be on Fox on Saturday, too. Big Fox. So a couple of national TV games back-to-back for the Braves on Saturday and Sunday. So hopefully they can at least take 3 out of 4 and win that series. But we'll see what ends up happening. But feel good about the Braves getting a win tonight with Mad Max on the mound. And again, Padres don't have their best pitcher going in, Matt Waldron. But with all that being said, let's get to Grillin' Dillon.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dillon on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. That is the number if you want to get in the game. 404-726-0929. Give me a call. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines. My guy, Chief, calling up from South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening? Hey, this morning, I got something good for you. Since you're a hip-hop head like I am.
Yes, sir.
Chief, so my top five women rappers. Let me run through them and tell me what you think.
Okay.
I got Lauryn Hill, number 5.
Uh-huh.
All right. Then I got Lil' Kim.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj. Missy Elliott. And then I got the queen, Roxanne Shanté.
Oh, man. Chief, that's a good top five right there. I don't even know if I could change it, to be honest. That might be it. That might be the one.
That's old school for you. That Roxanne Shanté old school for you.
That is old school. I don't know too much of their work, but I knew they were cold back in the day. And, of course, Missy Elliott. I mean, I got to hear her at the tail end of her career, but she was still good. So, I mean, I think Nicki definitely deserves to be in there just because of how she kind of pushed the game forward as far as letting the new artists in, the Ice Spices and, you know, the Megan Thee Stallions of the world. Yeah. She really paved the way for them. So you got to give your respect to Nicki. And then Lil' Kim deserves to be in there. And Lauryn Hill, I mean, she wanted a GOAT. So, to be honest, I completely agree with that top five. I don't have anybody that I would sub out. So, hey, I got to agree with you on that one, brother. That's a good one right there. That's a good one.
All right, have a good Friday, Chief.
Hey, appreciate you, Chief. Shout out to my guy, Chief, man. Always calling up. Always asking great questions as well. Shout out to my guy, Chief. All right, we can get one more in here before we got to hand things off to the morning shift. Let's head out to my guy, Keith, out there calling from Gray, Georgia. Keith, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to you, brother.
Happy Friday, too. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm all right. Get you a pen and paper.
All right. I got you. I'm ready.
All right. So if it's not raining for you this weekend,
uh-huh,
and you can try to grill,
Okay.
Go to Walmart and get you some poblano peppers.
Okay, poblano peppers.
Get you some, get some McCormick taco seasoning.
Oh, one of my favorites. Okay.
And you're going to get some, ask the ladies over by the deli. You should be able to find some Gordo's cheese dip.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you're going to put that on, you're going to put the ground beef. You're going to put some ground beef.
Okay.
And you're going to mix that with the McCormick.
Okay.
And you're going to put that, you're going to cut the poblano peppers in half and grill them on the grill, okay?
Ooh, okay.
And then also get you some corn.
Corn on the cob and, or canned corn?
Corn shucks.
Corn shucks. Corn okay, shucks. I got you.
And leave the shucks on there. It sweetens them up for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Good call there.
All right. Well,
all right,
you
man.
Have yourself.
I'm looking forward to it.
You have yourself a good weekend.
Yes, sir. You do the same, man. I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to making that recipe there. That sounds delicious, as a matter of fact. So I appreciate it, Keith. And you have a good weekend, brother. So appreciate y'all's calls as always. Got some good food. Talk a little rap. I think that was a productive Grill and Dylan. You know, you can always hit me up on social media, too, @_DylanMatthews. Make sure you give me a follow if you don't mind. And also make sure you follow the radio station @929TheGame on all social media platforms as well. When we come back, we'll wrap up what has been a great week on the Hometown Take. And we'll hand things off to The Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Friday edition of The Morning Shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.